It's a birthday day for Gretchen Wilson, 46 years old. The number one album on the charts, Here for the Party, in 2004, which is the name of this song as well. Redneck Woman, her other big hit, also at a number one the following year in 2005 with All Jacked Up, the album. I'm not the biggest country fan in the world, at least the new country, but I can't recall hearing her name recently. But very big for a brief amount of time there. Gretchen Wilson, happy birthday, 46 years old today for her. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Broadcasting from the studios of Hillsdale College's student-run radio station. You want to know more about the college, what we do, how you can help, any of those things? Well, head to hillsdale.edu. As you know, we always dig into the world of music when I'm hosting the Steve Gruber Show. Birthdays, anniversaries, death days, number ones, etc. Just a giant music fan. Host that podcast, National Review, called Political Beats. We talk with people in and around the world of politics about nothing political whatsoever, only about our guest's favorite band or favorite artist, Matt Welch and the Beach Boys, the most recent episode. We did a special episode previously on my co-host Jeff and my favorite movie soundtracks. It's fun. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Sound, other places. You can find Political Beats at nationalreview.com. But my point, I love music, and this makes me so sad. There was a story maybe 10 days ago in the New York Times about this fire 10 years ago, 11 years ago, 2008, on the Universal Studios lot that destroyed a whole bunch of master recordings. Gone. Masters are important. I mean, it is the original copy. It is the original thing. It is where all the instruments are on different tracks. It is the most raw and unmanipulated audio from the recording sessions. So even though there are bands like, Tom Petty and Soundgarden and Chuck Berry and others, yeah, their music is still around. But anything you hear is a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy. It's kind of like that movie Multiplicity with Michael Keaton. The more copies you make, the less pure that sound gets. That's why you have these, these remastered albums every, 20-year anniversary, 30-year anniversary. When you can go back to the masters and try to get that pure sound once again, it's pretty special. And there's actually some music that's been lost in this fire that quite literally, virtually is non-existent, either because it was a very limited release on 8-track or vinyl way back in the day, or because it's stuff that's never been released, studio outtakes or things like that. Well, the Times, following up to that story, identifying 700 additional artists whose masters were destroyed in that fire. It is an insanely lengthy list at this point, involving virtually anyone who's anyone, because Universal over the years has bought up so many record companies, they now own the masters for tons of artists. Universal knew about the damage, allegedly, and were trying to do, their record keeping was notoriously poor, and so they didn't even really know what was there when the fire hit. Billie Holiday, Chuck Berry, John Coltrane, Neil Young, Dolly Parton, Mae West, The Who, Peter Frampton, Pointer Sisters, Boston, Cher, The Wallflowers, Weezer, and Limp Bizkit. All right, okay. If the Limp Bizkit masters are lost, it will not be a large blow to society. This I will cede to you. Bryan Adams, the Canadian rocker, he was trying to put together a 30th anniversary edition of, 35th, of Reckless, his big album back in 1984, called Universal, like, hey, I'd like to get my masters so I can put out this re-release. And they said, yeah, we actually can't find them. Semisonic, Closing Time, the big hit from 1998. They were going to do a 20-year anniversary edition of Feeling Strangely Fine, that album. Universal said, yeah, we can't find your masters anymore. Counting Crows, the same position a few years ago. They're looking for Recovering the Satellites, their 1996 album. Universal said, yeah, we can't find it. Sorry. So you have all these master recordings lost forever in a fire. And Universal did not come at the time of the fire 11 years ago. Universal said, yeah, you know, we saved a lot of stuff. And you know, what we did lose was basically stuff you've never heard of, right? You know, bands you've never really heard of. And that's turning out to be extremely not the case. Even some of my favorite artists are included in the new list of 700. Bands like Squeeze and Joe Jackson are on the list. The initial list, again, was just it's just a who's who. Universal has bought so many music companies, record companies over the years that they own all this stuff. Now, they had multiple locations where they stored masters. This was the largest. They had another one in Pennsylvania. And it's possible some of the masters were out at the time. Again, the record keeping was so bad, they don't actually know what was there at the time of the fire. They can't account for what's not there. They'll only find out if someone asks for it and they can't find it. It is just an absolute atrocity. A lawsuit, punitive class action lawsuit filed by Hole, Soundgarden, Steve Earle, the estates of Tom Petty, over the loss of those master recordings. Universal still is not coming clean. They're saying it's not as bad as even this New York Times story makes it out to be, but the New York Times seems to have the goods, and these artists telling the Times they've asked for the masters, and Universal says, we can't find them. Just awful. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Pay can start anywhere from $15 an hour to more than $30 an hour, maybe more, depending on your experience. Don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on MichiganConstruction.com. And remember, great training programs available too. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on MichiganConstruction.com. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.